Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I love talking about gardening and answering gardening questions. Bam, 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 bam. Just like that. I love
really
it.
You're really good at it,
yeah.
Too.
And we're just going to knock them out of the park today. I'm pleased for all the rainfall we are receiving. At our house, we've gotten at least 2 inches of rain this week. And for the month of May, it's usually 3.5 inches of rain. So we're really doing well. And this is going to catch us up. But I just am, this weekend is the Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day, Lizzie.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you, too. Yeah, yesterday was the first rain we actually ended up getting.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of like it kept going around us. I'm like, what is going on? But when it downpoured yesterday, it downpoured. So
that is great. Mm-hmm. And did you get any lightning?
Lots of lightning.
I love lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that lightning, after a rainfall, I just remember when I was young that after the rainfall, we'd go out into the yard and play because it was stopped raining,
mm-hmm.
and the grass would be really green,
mm-hmm.
and you know that smell, mm-hmm. that wonderful fragrance, that's caused by the nitrogen ions in the atmosphere. When we have lightning, they cluster together with the lightning, they just kind of fuse together, and it's like fertilizing your lawn with nitrogen.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That is cool.
And that's why your lawn greens up after it rains. It's not because of the water. But it's because of the nitrogen in the atmosphere. And so that's pretty cool. Do you have any plans for Mother's Day this weekend?
Nothing real major. Shrek and I, which is what I call my husband, we do have a double date planned for tonight, though. And the other couple, she is a mom. So I guess maybe that's would be considered going
sure,
out celebrating.
Sure.
So, but yeah.
Sure. No grand brats around. Just adults.
No. That's it. Just have all adults. I know. Yeah. So
I can appreciate that. Well, the May newsletter is out.
Yes.
And you can see, you can read all about what to do in your month of May. And then my plant of the month, which I really, really love. And then, Lizzie, you have some good advice in there. And
mm-hmm.
beautiful plant that's blooming for you. So I'm really pleased with that.
Yes.
And then also my design tips. Just a little bit of everything. So the drought is really, really affecting the state of Florida. I was going around yesterday, and I could just see so many plants that have died just because, one, they don't have irrigation, and two, is we have not had any rainfall since the beginning of January. And hopefully we're back on pattern. The weather people are saying that we could have another experience with La Nina in the next few months, or it could go El Nino. And so they're not really sure, but we got a couple of months breaks for Mother Nature to decide on that.
Somebody give her vitamins so she'll feel better.
Exactly. And so you can go check that out. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, it's in your backyard. You can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for it, and it's free. I do not sell the lists. I do not sell your email. There's no spam. You just get it once a month. And if you are signed up for it and you didn't get it, check your spam mail and see if it's gone to your spam.
Yeah, I think the first month that I had signed up for it, it did go to spam. So
yeah, so you just want to make sure that your system is accepting it. And we can do that by going to my website and just checking on it and check your spam. I found two important emails in my spam this morning. So I just think I have to do it all the time, just check.
It is strange, isn't that?
Yeah.
Like you can get the same from the same. Nothing has changed, but all of a sudden then that one email will pop in there.
Exactly. Technology there. And so so have you gotten your Mother's Day gift for, I'm just talking to to our listeners, have you gotten your Mother's Day gift? I saw on Family Feud, I think it was last night, that most men get the Mother's Day gift and the birthday presents the day before or the day of the event.
Lies.
Yes, you know. And so So Tony's really good about Mother's Day and also my birthday. So he's really good about it. He plans ahead. But I stopped by Quality Green Specialist to see what Data Venrick had for Mother's Day. And I'm just telling you, I am so amazed at all the beautiful shrubs and trees. So many blooming flowers. Stop by. There is a new color for Cassandra annuals. It just blew me away. I had to take a picture of it. I'll post it later today. But it, I was able to pick up, very pleased, I was able to pick up aquatic plants. He sells aquatic plants.
Oh, okay.
And for my client's goldfish pond. So I was thinking that I might have to go down to Winter Haven or go to Tampa to get them. But he had beautiful ones right there that I'm just going to use. And so he is going to be coming up. He's got lots of solutions for Mother's Day gifts if you have not gotten one. So we'll be talking to him about that. And you just want to appreciate your mom.
Yes.
Just appreciate her. She worked so hard and she had you. So, you know, she, you know, that's a big exactly. deal right there.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. And so Mother's Day was always, you know, celebrated in our household. And the best presents were the children's presents and the handmade gifts and stuff. But I will tell you, Dana Venrick, he's got some great answers from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Well, we have with us today Dana Venrick. He is owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery. I was there yesterday loving all the plants. You know, I never walk away from the nursery without buying something from Quality Green Specialist. It's always, he's always got so much fun plants. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good, good. How are you, Teresa?
I am great. We had a wonderful talk yesterday. I know the landscape is loving this rainfall. And we're getting it this weekend and through Tuesday. What can we do besides the rainfall to help our plants get through this kind of spring drought until the rain kicks in?
Naturally, with this extended drought of no rain, the plants have become stressed. And so you want to lightly fertilize. Probably a good idea would be a weak solution of liquid fertilizer, very light solution of either controlled or slow-release fertilizer like we have. And so if there comes a gully washer, you don't want to have it all washed through, so you want to do it lightly, but they need a little bit of recovery assistance.
That's a great idea, because we do need to fertilize, because we have that fertilizer ban coming up in June, but then
yes.
but then we just don't want it to wash away and go into the lakes and pollute the water, so That's important.
Exactly. So we have a 405 organic slow release, and then we have one that's also a large portion of control release in our 8011 fertilizer. Both are great fertilizers, and I can highly recommend them.
Wonderful. Now, should people be pruning their plants? Does that add to the stress?
Well, I like to wait 2 weeks or so after you fertilize lightly, because this is a double stress. If you fertilize and prune exactly the same time, but then you want to have energy come into the plant with the fertilization, make the plant perk up, you might say. And then a couple weeks later, when you prune, you know, it'll have a lot more energy to put out new growth. But if you do it all at the same time, it's like a double stress.
Yeah.
They don't grow out as well.
That double whammy, I can understand that. So Mother's Day is tomorrow. And there's still time to get a Mother's Day gift. Are you going to be open tomorrow?
We are. Why don't you bring your moms by? You know, they really enjoy walking through and seeing this beautiful nursery. And we've been improving our orchid native trail also with more orchids, some of the most beautiful orchids you can imagine. We have dozens of orchids now. That's really made the little wooded trail sort of spectacular. It's very unique, like you're walking through a little Florida woods right in the heart of downtown Deland.
I know, that would be great. And then she could select what she wants for Mother's Day.
Well, absolutely. We have everything you can imagine, from flowers to vegetables, okra with already pods on them, squash plants with squash and tomato plants with tomatoes, and all kind of beautiful flowers like marigolds that will help, you know, keep nematodes away in your garden. Sunflowers.
Oh, the sunflowers are beautiful.
We have all types of fruiting plants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed you even have fruit trees like peaches and pears and avocados that have fruit already on them.
Well, absolutely. I'm looking at them right now, you know, to see the peaches and the nectarines and the pears. And there's other fruit also, like on the olive trees. They're loaded with olives. I'm looking at them right now. But we have fruit on four different varieties of olive. That's really amazing that at one point, you know, I didn't know we could grow olives in Florida. We've disproven that.
Exactly.
To grow them.
No, we have a great climate for olives, and they do produce very well. And so Dana, what, you have different types of olives. So explain some of the varieties that you have.
Well, the main variety we have are Urbequina from Spain, and that's very productive. It's like a medium-sized olive. And Chemlali from Tunisia. It's also a small olive, but they both produce excellent quality oil. Arbequina also produces edible table olives. Coratina from Spain needs a pollinator, but it's very productive. We see a lot of fruit on that one every year, and it's a little bit later than the Arbequina as far as putting on the fruit, but it's very productive. Korniki from Greece. That one is very productive. I've seen some of our growers just produce boatloads of Koronikis and produce a lot of oil.
Wow. And that's even in the Latin name for olives, oleo. So you can...
Yes, oleo. Europa, you know, the European olive. This is the real thing.
That's great. And so you also have for sale, which I absolutely love. It's delicious. It's an important beneficial tree that provides all of the resources that you need to eat and be healthy. It contains proteins, vitamins, and minerals, and it fights malnutrition. Tell us about moringa.
Oh, moringa is a native of India. It's a very exotic tree, but you better have your pruning shears handy because it grows fast. And it's a little bit cold tender, so put it in a protected place, keep it cut back. You can use the new growth. It also is, all parts of it are edible, the leaves, the seeds, the roots.
And the pods.
It's great for malnutrition, in the, especially in the developing world. It's called either the horseradish tree, the miracle tree, the bin oil tree, and for some reason the drumstick tree, but I don't understand that.
I don't either.
A chicken roost in the tree.
But the thing is if you eat the roots, you don't have a plant anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But it tastes really good. The roots do taste good, but the leaves, they taste so wonderful. It's kind of like spinachy, peppery, just kind of like horseradish. And the pods are excellent. So I enjoy it, and it grows really fast, and it does get tall. It gets to be, what, 6 to 8 feet, 10 feet tall?
Or taller, much taller. It makes a small tree, you know, up to 50 feet, so keep it trimmed back. It's very important.
So keep eating
it. That's the way it's grown around the world, you know, as a hedge, basically. And it's actually great food for livestock as well as humans.
I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. So now you also have it, and I was surprised by this. I learned something new, Lizzie, when I went to Quality Green Specialist.
Okay.
Dana has four different types of loquat trees.
Oh.
Did you know there
yeah,
were different varieties?
No, had no clue.
So Dana, yep. Tell us what they're like.
Well, these are specially collected varieties that were named, and we have like Ed's Delight, which is actually one that originated in Florida. It's a very large fruit, which is very desirable for a loquat, because normally they're very small. It has an excellent taste. It tastes like red table grapes, they say. That's amazing.
Wow.
And it has a beautiful yellow-orange flesh and very meaty with smaller seeds and smooth, thin skin. That is one of the best, and it was developed right here in Florida. We have two that were originated in California, the Champagne and Sherrywood. The Champagne, as the name indicates, is very sweet and spicy. It's a thin peel, and it's best for preserves if you want to preserve or make pies. And the Sherrywood has lots of flesh. That has a deep orange flesh and small seed, great flavor. Only drawback is the thick peel it has. And then there's also one from Israel. We have an international collection of them, Yehuda. It's from Israel, pear-shaped, very unusual shape, and it makes a great tree because it's fast-growing, very hardy, yellow-orange flesh with very small seed and mild, sweet flavor.
And it's
ask for more.
I know, and it's tremendous. It's got a beautiful leaf on it, and it's great for wildlife, too, if you'd like to share with your little critters.
It is. You know, the foliage reminds me of a magnolia, and just such a wonderful tree and so delicious. The fruit are so delicious.
Speaking of magnolias, you have beautiful ones that are flowering, and that would be a great plant for Mother's Day, or even as a memorial for Mother's Day. That would be
absolutely. We were enjoying the scent of those beautiful white flowers. It's incredible. Such a hardy native tree. It's wonderful.
So Dana, if somebody doesn't have time to bring mom to your nursery quality green specialist in the land, can they get gift certificates?
Yes, indeed. We sell a lot of gift certificates, and the certificate has a beautiful floral design on it. It's something to be proud to give to your mother for Mother's Day. Well, and then they can come and choose whatever they like.
That's great. I know I had a hard time choosing yesterday. You have so much to see, and anyone who wants to start a garden and let mom, start, growing her own plants and flowers, her butterfly gardens. You have soils, and you have mulch, you have annuals, and you have native plants and flowers. So where in the land are you located, Quality Green Specialist Nursery?
Well, we're near downtown, just west, 3.5 blocks west of the Stetson campus at 335 West Michigan Avenue. We're open 9 to 4, and so come by. You'll be amazed. People say we have magical products, magical potting soil and fertilizer, and the plants certainly are beautiful and magical in their own way because we pay a lot of attention. We make sure that they have good TLC.
That's right.
Good watering and good fertilizer.
And you give that personal touch, too, as well. Dana, really slow, say your phone number in case anyone wants to call and ask for more information.
386-734-8000.
There you
go.
Easy
to remember.
It's very easy to remember.
8000.
Thank you so much, Dana. I appreciate you. Tell Stella, have a happy Mother's Day for us.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you for your thoughts, and happy Mother's Day to you and to Lizzie also.
Thank you. Lizzie's beaming with joy.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too, Dana. Thank you so much. Dana Venrick, he's the owner of Quality Green Specialist. He's one of our sponsors here so that we can bring the show to you free of charge, and he is amazing. His knowledge is so expanded. He has been a nursery grower. He has taught for the University of Florida. He's been an agent, extension agent. He's just got so much information that you can bring him any kind of issues with your yard, with your questions on what to fertilize with. They have a great assortment of fertilizer, including azomite, and those micronutrients that the plants need so much. And so check it out. Dana's Quality Green Specialist Nursery is at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand, and his phone number is 386-734-8000. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Information Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, And this is time for you to call in with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text with a perfect text, your name and city and question, 23680. And so I'd like to say good morning to Mike and Ira. And so Mike is down in Venice, and hopefully he's getting rain. I thought that he might have gotten rain, but he is saying he has been rainless. So hopefully you'll get it today, Mike. And then this morning in Lakeland at the Petersons Nursery, they are having a wonderful butterfly talk. It's at 9:30, and they're anticipating a good group. So bring a chair, because it's going to be outside, and it's going to be a lovely morning for it. And the nursery will look gorgeous, too, as well. So if you're in Lakeland, you want to go by Petersons Nursery at 9:30. And check out the butterfly talk. And thank you, Andrea. Andrea just said happy Mother's Day to Lizzie and Teresa. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And I'd like to wish a happy Mother's Day to my daughter, Teresa. And she is just the light of my life. And my two daughter-in-laws, Amber and Shireen. And so we wish them a happy Mother's Day. They have made us proud, Grammy and Peepaw. And we have 11 grandchildren. So can't wait for grandparents' day.
Oh, there you go. Yes, happy Mother's Day to them. They're pretty, your daughter I got to meet, and very impressive. And your granddaughter, I'm telling you, it's just,
she's a cutie pie, isn't she?
And it's so polite and sweet. So you know what,
totally unlike her grandma. So yeah, no, we're very, very fortunate. We're blessed. And so 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So this is a good month. We've had some rain. If you'd like to start planting, you can be planting all sorts of vegetables. Amaranth, boniato, calabaza, these are all the Caribbean and South American vegetables. Cassavas and chayotes, cherry tomatoes, collards and dasheen, Everglades tomatoes, ginger and lima beans, longevity spinach, long squash, luffa beans, and then snap beans, Malabar spinach. These spinaches can take the heat. Usually the regular spinach that we're used to eating only grows in the fall and the winter time here in Florida. But the Malabar spinach and the New Zealand spinach can take the heat. Okinawa spinach, and they all taste great, and just a little bit difference in the spiciness and the pepperiness. Pepperness? How's that? Is that a word, Lizzie? And so okra. Lizzie brought me okra this morning. We're going to have a great okra breakfast with it. And then also hot peppers and peanuts, pigeon peas and pineapples, roselles and Seminole pumpkins. Dana has Seminole pumpkins at Quality Green Specialist. Southern peas and sugar cane, sweet potato, Swiss chard, and tamarillos, yams, and yard-long beans. So lots of great plants and edibles there.
So I had a really weird dream last night. I had a dream that I grew a sweet potato, dug it out of the ground. It was perfect, and it was clean, and it was huge, and it was actually already baked. So I don't know if I'm supposed to be planting sweet taters right now, or
you may be thinking about fall and Thanksgiving.
There
you go. So yeah, you're thinking about cooking. So it just means you're probably hungry. Could have gotten up to the refrigerator and got a snack. So Bill in Orlando, he says, "Good morning, Teresa. What care should be given in growing an Arbequina olive tree? It's a sapling. So what soil mix should be used for repotting?" Thank you, Bill. So, Bill, are you going to keep it in the pot, or are you going to plant it in the ground? So if it's a really tiny sapling and you want to keep it in the pot, just a regular organic mix that is light and airy. You can have some that, or you can get the ones that have the moisture control, where they have the little prills in it that hold onto the moisture. And so they're not really fussy about their potting soil. But then you eventually want to move it out into your yard, full sun. And the care, just fertilizing on a regular basis. And so I would say probably with slow-release fertilizer every 3 months or so. You could do it 3 times a year, 4 times a year. And that's going to give them the nutrition it needs to get nice and big and healthy. And so as you have it in the ground and it gets taller, you can limit up, you know, right about when it starts to be 5 to 6 feet tall, just start trimming up the branches and creating a nice canopy for it. Olive trees, arbequinas, and all the other ones have a wonderful gnarly trunk. And so you're not going to see it, though, until it's about 50 years old, that gnarly trunk. But you can also, you know, get them that are bigger sizes, you know, 600, 400 gallon plants that are, you know, 10 to 20 feet tall, but have that gnarly trunk. And I have been fortunate enough to have a couple of projects that I've been able to use the ones with the gnarly trunk. So they're really cool. But the arbequina is great for Central Florida. And you don't have to worry about the cold. It should be just fine. I think that's about it. Water it on a regular basis. You know, for the little pots, just stick your finger in the pot, in the potting soil. If it's cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to water it. So, but in the heat and in full sun in the ground, I would say at least 2 times a week during the summertime, if no rain. Great question, Bill. That's wonderful. Linda, I was thinking about you all week, Linda. She's in zone 8. She said she looked everywhere for the answer to her email, pictures of Browning St. Augustine Lawn. St. Augustine Lawn, I listen to it every minute. So, Linda, I am going to get to that today, I promise you. I've had a busy week, and the emails have been I've just been saturated. So it's been a busy week, a busy spring. So
I would say so, yes.
And Linda's been very, very, very good. She's a longtime listener, so we love hearing from her. So you want to make sure this is a really, really good time to check your irrigation system. So if you've had rain the last 2, 3, 4 days and your irrigation system comes on, then you need to either put up a rain sensor shutoff device, which is mandatory for all automatic irrigation sprinkler systems, or you need to change or fix your rain shutoff device. So you need to either replace it. It's a piece of technology. Sometimes they stop working. Check that out, because you don't want to water if we're getting enough rain. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week are Mother's Day floral perfumes. So the very first one is Bella Vita Luxury Perfumes for Women. It's a set of 4 different perfumes, from vanilla with a floral sweet and a musk cologne in a gift set. It is $20. The next one is Elizabeth Taylor's Women's Perfume Eau de Parfum Spray. It smells like gardenias. It comes in a 3-ounce size, $20. Number 3 is a Vera Wang Eau de Parfum for Women. It's got a delicate floral scent with notes of iris, lilies, and sandalwood. It's very feminine and subtle. And a 3-ounce bottle is $26. Number 4 is Estee Lauder's Pleasures Eau de Parfum Spray, with also lilies and white peonies and jasmine. 1 ounce, $92. And number 5 is Coach Floral Eau de Parfum, long-lasting fragrance with notes of pineapple, sorbet, peonies, and musks. It's floral and fruity. It is a beautiful pink perfume bottle. You got to look it up. Coach Floral Eau de Parfum, 1.7 ounces, $95, Lizzie.
I'll pass.
There you go.
Wow. That's good to know that there's actually a perfume out there that smell
that like flowers. So it's a wonderful Mother's Day gift. But sadly, I wear white linen. That's my fragrance. It smells like laundry. White linen.
Smells clean.
It's wonderful. It's great. I love it. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. If you're in the garden area, we'd love to talk to you and talk about what's going on in your garden. If you got a text message, 23680 would be lovely. We can talk to you then. So what else can you be doing right now? So with the stress of the drought are going to come the insect issues. Okay, I've seen so many lawns that are completely dead or brown, and they have loads of dollar weed in them, which is interesting since dollar weed's an aquatic plant in the yard. But also, too, some areas that could have been affected by chinch bugs and sod webworms. You want to start looking for sod webworms. So when you're walking your yard on a regular basis, you want to do it at least once a week. You walk across, and you want to look for a cloud of moths coming up from your ground. You don't want to see that, but you want to notice it, because that means that you have sod webworms, and you're not going to see an issue now because the sod webworms are laying the eggs, which are going to do the damage when they hatch. They're going to go after your roots, and you're going to start to see your lawn slowly decline even more. And so when you see the moths, if you see one or two, no big whoop. Every lawn should be able to handle one or two bad bugs. Okay, so if you see one or two, not a big issue, but keep walking your yard looking for 5, 7, 10, 12, a cloud coming up. If you notice it, and it doesn't necessarily mean like they're flying around, it can just look like something jumping out of your grass blades, that it just looks like they're jumping. So then you want to put down a sod webworm control granules. You can find them in your box stores, in your nurseries, to take care of them. Follow the instructions. But you want to do it about a month after you see the sod webworms flying. And that way you put down the insecticide and it takes care of the issue. May is also a good month. You go ahead and seed that bahia grass, especially with this rain that we've had. It's going to be a good way to put down the seed and get your a thicker lawn. A thicker lawn is going to be more resistant to disease and insects and weeds, nice and healthy. So also, too, you want to make sure that you are avoiding shearing your plants and shrubs. If, you know, that shearing across kind of rips the leaves, and when you rip the leaf, you are causing it to be more susceptible to disease and insects. So you want to have that nice, good, clean cut. So instead of shearing your shrubs, just taking your clippers and pruning them with hand pruners, your clippers, and just clip the branches that are out of control. And that's going to be healthier for the plant. Look at your trees. This is the month that you want to make sure that you want to take care of your trees before hurricane season. I will tell you right now, I've got a lot of work being done by arborists for my clients, that they're taking care of their trees now, because June 1st, I can tell you, the prices are going to go up and it's going to be hard to get an appointment and get them out there. So once hurricane season gets here, very difficult to, or it takes a long time to get on their schedule. So check them out now. Call your certified arborist. Okay, just somebody who's going through the neighborhood saying they'll cut your trees, not recommended. So many times I see trees, oak trees, that line neighborhoods, communities, and they have just been hacked back in the wrong place, and they look terrible. And when they're not cut correctly, they are more susceptible to hurricanes. So when you're looking at your trees, if you see any kind of sap-stained bark, you see any dark areas, hollow areas, and twin trunks. If you have a twin trunk tree, that's not healthy. It's not recommended. Okay, so get that arborist out there. Get them to tell you which one is the more straighter trunk, which one's the more healthier trunk, and just make it a single tree. That's going to be the best, because if it's two trunks, they're going to split wide apart, and it's going to be more susceptible to rot because that water's going to get on the inside of the tree. Also, too, this is a time to look and see what kind of drainage you have in your yard. If you're seeing puddling anywhere, then this is something that you want to correct before the rainy season gets here. And that could mean that you need to go ahead and, either add more sand to your soil or also just directing, putting French drains in where it needs to drain. You're going to see right now with the rains that we've had areas that are flooding or areas that the water sits in, and you want to take care of it now.
Also, look around what you consider your neighborhood or city, and if they've built any new subdivisions near you, there's a possibility that now your water flow onto your yard property will be totally different. So this last year, because of all of the, 300-something houses they did catty corner to us and filled in that cow pasture, now our water drains almost right into our garage.
So, oh my goodness!
Yeah. So now we're spending, like you're saying, now we're doing our drainage this month, May, to redirect it to go out to the back of our property. So
there, good foresight. That's one. Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, I don't get it. Okay, so you want to go ahead and check your roses for insect issues and black spot. If you're getting black spot with this rain, you know, you really can't help it if we're getting this rain at night, which we are. Plants that stay wet longer than 5 hours, they're more susceptible to diseases. So with the rain, we can't help it, but you can put down a systemic. BioAdvance 3-in-1 has a disease control. It's also a fertilizer, and it's also an insect control and for your roses. And that will help your roses stay healthy. And so when you get the black spot, you can't really cure it. You can only prevent it. Pick up your leaves that have the fungus on them. Don't let them fall to the ground. You want to be really, really clean in your garden. You want to make sure that you don't have any diseased leaves in the ground, because what happens is when your irrigation or the rainfall falls down, it splashes on that leaf, and the spores from that fungus will fly up and it will infect other leaves. So you want to be really clean in your garden. Use sterile tools as well. You don't want to be hacking on your plants with issues, and especially your palms. You want to make sure that as you're going and pruning your palm to palm, that you make sure you sterilize your tools. You can either use bleach. You can use any kind of a cleaning product for your tools, and make sure that you clean before you go to the next one. That's the way the diseases are spread. Also, too, this is my weekly warning. Lubber grasshoppers, I killed 2 this week. It was such a great feeling. And so kill lubber grasshoppers when you see them. Those are the larger. They're getting larger and larger now as we're getting into the summertime. Larger black grasshoppers, they have yellow or orange stripes on them, or they may be even adults by now. Okay, and so when you see them, now is the time to kill them when they are small juveniles. When they get to be adults, the only 2 things that can kill them are bricks. Okay, and so you want to stomp on them. You want to cut them in half. You know, you can do anything with your pruners like that. But look for pairs. When you see one, there's another one somewhere around. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.